Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root for Intersection Live. Today I have a special guest from OmniView, Jeff Pyton. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, glad to be here.
Jeff, if you don't mind, give me a little bit of a background and an overview of what your job and role is with OmniView.
Sure. I have an engineering background and been an entrepreneur my whole life, 20-plus years experience in information technology and accounting and business management systems, and owned a number of businesses, and OmniView here is my latest venture. I founded it about 6 years ago, and I'm the managing director.
Great. And you guys are located down in Georgia, right? You're in Alpharetta, just outside of Atlanta?
Correct, just north of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Absolutely.
So tell me, why should an accounting and tax professional pay attention to what OmniView is doing? What is it you guys do that would intrigue them?
Well, you know, at the heart of what we do is we offer a way to cost effectively manage and implement and have a way for clients or for customers to actually run a hosted financial system. And, you know, one of the reasons we think that they should look at this is in these hard times, you know, a lot of people are looking for recommendations on how they can be more efficient, and they're going to their attorneys, they're going to their CPAs and asking these questions. And, you know, the CPAs, you know, should be able to have some information, and, you know, it's really about how can you be more efficient, how can you be providing the proper financial statements to your bank if you're looking to expand your lines and your lines of credit, compliance, regulatory issues, business analytics. So basically making recommendations on how you can get a robust system that you can get into with a low entry barrier of entry and get some great information out of the system that can help you through these hard times.
So for those out there who don't quite understand what you mean by hosted solution, and by the way, I'm a huge fan of hosted solutions. I like this idea that you're backing up all the data, and I have access anytime, anywhere. But a hosted solution is sort of, and a lot of times we throw around this buzzword, Citrix, but it's a model. Are you guys running in a Citrix model, or how does that work?
Well, it's similar to a Citrix model. Maybe if I could elaborate a second. We kind of break it into, you know, three choices for our clients. And we really consider this kind of a deployment option. So you can have a traditional model where you're on premise and you would buy the software and servers and you'd have the IT people to support it. You can buy the software from a publisher like Microsoft and their Dynamics products, and we can host that license on your behalf. So you don't need the IT folks. You just need an internet connection, you know, and a PC, and you can get to it from anywhere. But you still own the license, and you could bring it back in-house at any time. Or the on-demand option, which is becoming very popular, and that is that you really rent everything. So it's hosted, the licenses are rented, and again, you need a internet connection and a PC, and you can connect from anywhere, anytime. No IT people, you know, that you need to manage servers and patch and virus protection, and it's backed up and it's in a remote place. It's not in your broom closet in your office someplace where we find a lot of client servers. So it makes it very easy, very manageable, predictable monthly cost, so on and so forth.
So the accounting and financials on demand seems like that'd be a fairly low cost of entry, maybe a little higher down the road cost, but I mean, a low cost of entry, you can be up and running fairly quick.
Absolutely. We can get clients running in about 30 days.
Wow.
Which is pretty quick, getting into a full ledger-based, you know, accounting package. which is outstanding.
So you guys are primarily hosting what, Dynamics? What else are you hosting besides Dynamics?
Well, it'd be the Microsoft Dynamics product line, and it's their accounting and business management system. So most people probably know them as Great Plains, Navision, Solomon, and also their customer management package, which is their CRM package. So those are the primary applications that we would host. And ancillary to that, we would maybe host email for folks or some collaboration and dashboarding technologies to go along with those as well that are very complementary.
I did a review of high-end accounting software a couple of years ago for a CPA technology advisor and had the opportunity to look at that product line, and it's incredible. I mean, Microsoft's done a great job with that product line.
Absolutely. And one question I wanted to go back real quick too is, you talked about the total cost of ownership, and maybe down the road it gets a little more. We'll be putting a hosting calculator up on our site here in the next week, and we've run some numbers and even had some Gartner type numbers behind this, and we find that the on-demand model is usually slightly cheaper, even in a 5-year total cost of ownership equation. And so we really modeled the on-demand versus the hosted versus the on-premise solutions over a 1, 3, and 5-year cost of ownership.
And you find that the accounting and financials on-demand is really a lower cost of total ownership?
Yes.
That's fantastic because you have your low upfront cost too.
Yeah, hands down, up to 3 years, and then they start to kind of get closer around the 5-year time period.
Okay. What other things should we know about products and services that kind of differentiate or separate you from other vendors out there at this point?
Probably the biggest differentiator we have that is helpful, and especially our audience here of the tax and accounting professionals, is our message of the provider of choice. And, if there is a opportunity out there where a client, has some legacy systems or they have compliance or reporting issues and need to look at newer technologies, that, we can find a cost-effective way to get them up and running, whether it be an on-demand hosting, so it's a no-balance sheet kind of transaction, just a monthly expense, or if they've got, strict HIPAA requirements or some other regulatory requirements that require their systems be on-site, we can find ways to finance them and make sure that they've got the right solution that meets their business needs as well as their financial needs in today's economic climate.
The other thing I noticed on your website was the professional service component. Does that mean that you guys can actually help with not only the hosting component, but also the implementation and transition from whatever the client may currently be on?
Absolutely. So we do, soup to nuts and kind of a one throat to choke, methodology. So we can help you in your selection. We can help you make the choice of, how you want it deployed. And we have, CPAs and project managers and engineers and all the folks to guide you through the process of transitioning from one system to the next, get you up and running, trained, support you for the long term, host you for the long term, and help you grow, into other Microsoft products that might enable your business down the road.
Fantastic. Well, sounds like you guys have an outstanding product. I love the whole idea of hosting, the idea that everything's backed up. You don't have to worry about those expenses on site. You guys are going to help get that installed, manage the servers. You guys are hosting Exchange, then I'm assuming as well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So really, you kind of take care of the whole probably mid-range business, right? Mid-range and upper-range business.
Yeah, we call it mid-market business to lower mid-market business. I guess maybe we could talk about it in terms of users. So sites as small as, say, 3 users of Great Plains, Dynamics GP, all the way up to hundreds of users that might use email and dynamic CRM and one of the ERP packages.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's fantastic information. Anything else you can think that we should know more about?
I think we've covered quite a bit.
Yeah, we have. Best way to find out more about this, and the way I learned a lot more, was to go to omniview.net, right?
Correct. www.omniview.net.
Okay.
And you can click on some of the links there for hosted solutions. Soon we'll have our total cost of ownership calculator up there. You can request a quote and get some more information.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.